Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves. All our lives.
It is Friday, the 31st of May, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulkston, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the annual Gutsy Walk for Crohn's and Colitis Canada is going on this weekend. We'll talk to our old pal Elspeth Robinson, who's been a major fundraiser, let's put it that way, for many years with Crohn's and Colitis. Plus, we'll keep you informed on other events going on this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Elspeth is on the phone. Hi, Elspeth.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are things with you?
Okay, I just got back from the physiotherapist, so I think I'm in line for a massage from you one of these days.
Oh, well, we'll have to call. we'll have to do that on the other line.
Okay. Well, all right then.
So, I don't have my appointment book with me right now.
Okay.
But I'll make sure to follow up on that one.
Right, okay.
So the big Gutsy Walk is going on this weekend.
Yeah, it's on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It starts at 10:30. There's a warm-up and then a registration.
Yeah.
And
Where does it take place?
19th and Victoria.
Uh-huh.
At Trout Lake. And people go around the lake three times.
Yeah.
So it's about 3.7 kilometers. And it only takes about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kid-friendly and dog-friendly, and we have food. We're having samosas and watermelon and salads and San Pellegrino and pizza, and there's a kids' zone.
Yeah.
And we're having a fire truck and a 50-50 draw. And last year, we got 422 people.
Wow. That's a pretty good turnout, yeah.
Yeah, so we're hoping to get that many again this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, double that at least on a day like today.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice on Sunday.
Yeah, and yeah, so. Trout Lake's a nice place to go for a walk as well.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah. Now, for those who don't know, Crohn's and colitis are diseases that affect a large number of the population. It's like 10 or 15% of Canadians?
There's 270,000 Canadians that live with IBD.
Yeah, so that's like 10%.
And it's expected to rise by 400,000 by 2030.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a disease that causes the body to attack itself,
yeah,
and leads to inflammation in all or part of the gastrointestinal tract.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people call it the invisible disease because you appear to be all right, but inside you're suffering a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, is it like a constant presence, or is it something that kind of grabs you when you don't know it, when you don't realize it? Or you're not expecting it.
It's usually a constant presence.
Yeah.
Presence. And a lot of people are diagnosed early on in their life. So there's a couple of kids who are speakers, Logan and Sam,
mm-hmm.
and they're just 8 years old.
Wow.
And they are our spokesperson for the walk this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something that usually affects people at an early age, and then it stays with you for the rest of your life.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not a fun life to look forward to.
No, you're faced with excruciating pain, exhaustion, and anxiety.
Yeah.
And you look normal on the outside, but on the inside you're suffering. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that kind of thing can really affect you mentally and emotionally as well. Like you said, anxiety is one of the symptoms.
Yeah, I got it when I was about 20, and I was at university. So mm-hmm. it really kind of buggered up my studies at that time. So, we're also having a silent auction.
Oh yeah,
on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and we've got lots of cool stuff. There's a bottle of champagne, karate lessons.
Oh great.
I got an orange ukulele from Bone Rattle Music.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Burgoo gift certificates and a family pass to the Museum of Anthropology for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some pretty nice stuff.
Yeah.
And Scott Hurst from CTV News is going to be our MC this year.
Ooh,
they're
nice.
Our sponsors.
Yeah. Great. And so all that silent auction stuff, that'll be on display at the location on Trout Lake?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's located at the south side of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So if that helps anyone to try and locate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and,
sort of. That's sort of like as the hill sort of slopes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really nice. Lots of kids come and they sing songs whilst they're marching around.
Oh, cool.
It's really cute. And and as I said, there's a kids zone, so there's stuff for kids to do if mm-hmm. they don't want to walk around.
Yeah.
So
so how do people get involved as far as helping raise money? If they don't want to actually appear at the event, how can they donate?
You can donate online at gutsywalk.ca.
Right.
And let me see what else. So far, I've raised. I'm only the seventh.
Yeah, you're on the leaderboard again. I know. Only the seventh because you were like first or second last year.
I was fourth last year.
Okay.
Yeah, but
you were at the top for a little while. Anyway, you got kind of knocked down off at the very end. But yeah, you're still in the top 10. You're still doing really well.
Right. And every little bit counts.
Yeah.
So it goes towards finding a cure. And we give away scholarships and sponsor kids to Got to Go Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that name.
And research. Yeah. Well, there's people come up with quite inventive names.
Yeah.
My team is called Clenched Cheeks.
You know, it reminds me, last weekend I was at the Dragon Boat races for breast cancer survivors, and their teams are all about breasts. So, like, my sister's team was called Spirit of Breast. There was one called the Sagan Dragons. So it's a good way to sort of take control of your of your disease by laughing at
Absolutely.
It like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's wonderful, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll urge people to come out, and just if you want to go for a stroll, you don't have to do the whole three times around.
Yeah.
And as I said, we'll be serving food, and the firemen will be there.
Yeah.
And there'll be water for the dogs. So, yeah, it should be a nice time.
All right. So, once again, it's John Henry Park at Trout Lake at 16th and Victoria. Actually, it's around 19th is where the staging area is.
That's correct.
And it's happening Sunday morning, June the 2nd. Uh-huh. And registration starts at 9:45, and they're planning to start the walk at about 10:30.
That's correct.
All right. Well, great.
Okay, thanks so much, Dave.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with you to book that appointment.
Okay, great.
Okay, bye. Okay, now playing at the Stanley Theater right now, it's the Arts Club Theater production of Matilda, the musical, which is based on the children's books by Roald Dahl and featuring music by the great Tim Minchin. It's been a big hit. This production is a co-production that's been crossing the country. They were in Winnipeg, they were in Edmonton, and now they're in Vancouver. Lots of local favorites are in the cast, including people like Lauren Bowler and Ben Elliott, who you may recognize from other Arts Club productions and Bard on the Beach. And a few other local folks that kind of went away for a while and then came back. And one of those is Allison McDonald, who we got to know, maybe 10 or 15 years ago and doing shows like Suds. And then she went back east and really sort of made a name for herself in musical theater in Toronto and Stratford and places like that. So she's back in the cast of Matilda. And we actually have a recording that she did. She did about 3 years ago. She did a record called... I'm moving along. I think that's what it's called. I can barely read the title of the album. Anyway, it's a great album. It's all show tunes and pop songs from the 50s and 60s. And this is one written by Willie Nelson that was made a hit for Patsy Cline. And this is Allison McDonald singing Crazy. And I have to actually pot it up to get it there. There we go.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Crazy for thinking that my love
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rapsody, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heck and want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
So the Doxa Festival is continuing, and or it has, it's come and gone. But one of the, Doxa Festival was the beginning of the month. But one of the films that was on at the Doxa Festival is coming back for a limited run at the Van City Theater starting tonight. It's called We Will Stand Up. And I'm not even going to try to attempt the Cree translation of the name. But the English name is We Will Stand Up. It's a documentary from the National Film Board in association with CBC and APTN. And it is tells the story of the family of Colton Boucher. Boucher. He died from gunshot wounds to the back of his head after an incident on the farm of Gerald Stanley in Saskatchewan in 2016. There's conflicting reports on exactly what happened, but Boucher's side of the story was that they had either gotten a flat or run out of gas and just pulled into the land to check on their car. And of course, the Stanley family felt that they had been trespassing to do harm. Anyway, the result was that Boucher was killed, and Gerald Stanley was arrested and charged, I believe it was with manslaughter. He was eventually acquitted, and so the result of that acquittal
It raised questions about the embedded racism in Canada's legal system, and it kind of brought Colton's family to international profile, to international stage, and their pursuit of justice. They felt that that their case was not handled properly, and that Colton did not get the justice he deserves. So the result of that is a film called We Will Stand Up, and it is playing at the Van City Theater this weekend, opening tonight. And if you want to find out more, you can go to nfb.ca, or you can also go to the Van City Theater to find out more about Tasha Hubbard's film, We Will Stand Up. It's an important message and an important case, and something that we all need to learn more about, and perhaps do something that will prevent this kind of tragedy from happening in the future. So we're going to hear a little bit more music now. This is a group called Said the Whale. The kids' festival is going on this weekend, and in association and participating in the kids' festival this year in Granville Island, our friends at ZZ Theatre are presenting a world premiere called Parents Are a Drag. It's happening 3 days, three shows, one tomorrow at 3:30 and two on Sunday at The Nest. Not the student nest at UBC, but The Nest Studio, which is used to be known as Studio 1398, which is at 1398 Anderson Street on Granville Island, right in that area, right by the Waterfront Theater. Join Managing Artistic Director Isolde and Baron and Playwright-in-Residence Peach Cobla as their little infant Dexter makes his drag debut as Fertility Flambé in this drag dress-up spectacular. Add some rainbow to your day at this fun and inclusive drag show for kids. Yes, the drag show for kids, which reminds young ones, their parents, caregivers, and everyone in between that it's never too early or too late to get silly and dressed up. Parents Are a Drag celebrates diversity with songs, laughter, and play, with opportunities for the audience to become part of the show. Be sure to come dressed to impress or ready for some dress-up time. Yes! For ages 3 and up, it's only 45 minutes. It costs $22 for adults, $12.50 per child. And you can get tickets and more information by going to zztheater.ca and or check out the Kids Festival as well. Where's the tickets? The tickets are on... tickets are also at zztheater.ca. So, yeah, that sounds like fun. Parents Are a Drag. And you don't want to miss that. Also going on this weekend, a little more seriously, definitely something worth checking out. We talked a little bit about it last week. It's a play called Hello. It's at the Fire Hall Theater. Closes tomorrow. So you got a couple more shows left. Tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Fire Hall Theater in Gastown. The show is the story of Daniel Miller, who is the son of Arthur Miller, the playwright who wrote Death of a Salesman and other great American plays of the 40s and 50s. And Daniel was diagnosed with Down syndrome, but because it was in the 60s, he was not really treated very well. Let's put it that way. You won't find any mention of Daniel in Miller's memoirs, his speeches, or in the obituary of his mother, famed photojournalist Ingela Morath. The family never publicly acknowledged Daniel's existence. So the play Hello follows the story of Daniel, who grew up in isolation, never really learned to read, and was never part of his birth family's international portrait. So even if you thought you knew everything about Arthur Miller, you didn't know about Daniel. Now you'll get that chance. Daniel is played by actor Alex Edwards, who was born with brain damage that affected her cognitive speech and some motor skills. So she brings that to her performance. It's produced by Theater Terrific, which has been in the forefront of providing opportunities for all abilities actors of all physical and cognitive abilities. Yeah, let's put it that way. Anyway, Theater Terrific is producing it. Our friend Tamara McCarthy is in the cast, and it is happening at the Fire Hall Theater. Just have a couple more opportunities to see that. So if you do get a chance, you don't want to miss it. It's called Hello.
Yeah.
That's, am I there? Yes, there I am. That's T. Nile from new CD called Beach Fires. 1234 CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. And coming up, also going on this weekend, it's right over there. Our good friend Alesha Shuchuk, who is always involved in really entertaining stuff. And right now she's going to be performing, and it's kind of a unique event because it's the first time a collaboration between two arts groups in New Westminster have come together for a concert of the show Kismet. This is the New Westminster Symphony along with Royal City Musical Theatre doing a show at the Anvil? I think it's at the Anvil. Yes, there it is. It's at the Massey. It's the Massey Theater in New West at New West High School. So here's the deal. It's the first time these two organizations have collaborated, and it's a concert-style production of a show called Kismet. It takes place during the time of Aladdin and Sinbad, follows the exploits of a destitute beggar known as the Poet over the course of one magical day during which he has to rely on his wits and Kismet, or fate as we know it, to make his fortune. So it's a concert, but it's a Tony Award musical. It won the Tony in 1954 for the best musical, and this is it's not done very often because stuff from the 50s they had large casts, and we can't really afford large casts anymore. But a concert presentation is a great way to enjoy some of this beautiful music. Also in the cast, along with Alesha, is Stephen Aberle, who was here not too long ago as part of the cast of The Sea down at Jericho. Stephen gets a lot done. Who else is in there? Stuart Barclay, Claire London, Jonathan Bruce, Carlos Villa Martinez, and Arnie Larson. So you can find out more by going to royalcitymusicaltheater.com and check out Kismet in concert. There's also a Facebook page. It's happening Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Massey Theater in New Westminster. And Chicken Girl is still going on. Yeah, we've been talking about Chicken Girl for a while. They've got a week left at the Annex on Seymour Street, and it's produced and written and directed by Rice and Bean Theater written and directed by Derek Chan, and Pedro Kamale is in the cast. He's the other artistic director. A lot of great local actors in that as well. It is a gender-blending, mouth-watering intergalactic adventure asking the question, why did the chicken cross the road? Let's see here. What's the best way to describe this? Chicken Girl embarks on a surreal adventure to uncover the mystery surrounding the disappearance of Chicken Girl's Uncle Chan. A homesick intergalactic rock star struggles to reconcile with their estranged family. An anxiety-ridden submariner recruits an anthropomorphic cat to settle an old score. An intertwining multilingual dialogue, flamboyant rock numbers, and idiosyncratic marine trivia. Three magical worlds collide in front of our eyes as we contemplate the class of home, culture, identity, and the points of our existence. So Chicken Girl, going on at the Annex on Seymour Street. Still about another week to catch that, but you don't want to miss it. It's just all kinds of fun for that as well. Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll come back with some more music, and then the call board.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Hey, don't tell your friends. Dumb are putting out a new album called Club Nights on Mint Records. Get your copy at their record release party at Redgate on Sunday, June 16th. Ask the band if you can go next at karaoke.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hey, don't tell your friends. Dumb are putting out a new album called Club Nights on Mint Records. Get your copy at their record release party at Redgate on Sunday, June 16th. Ask the band if you can go next at karaoke.
There you go. That's Dumb from that's the title track from their new CD, which will be officially released next week, called Club Nights. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to go out and read for everything. Mitch and Marie Productions are holding a workshop in a couple of weeks. It's actually in 3 weeks, June 22nd. It's called Practical Aesthetics Acting Workshop. It's going to be led by Lee Michael Cohen, who is teaching practical aesthetics from his best-selling book, The Practical Handbook for the Actor, which was originally developed by David Mamet. All funds raised by the workshop will go to supporting Mitch and Marie Productions for the 1920 season. So if you want to find out more, you can go to mitchandmurrayproductions.com or send them an email, info@mitchandmurrayproductions.com. It's $350 for the weekend, and if you're a member of Equity, you get a discount, and you can pay $280 for that one. Axis Theatre is doing their general auditions at the end of June, and they're holding auditions on Granville Island at Carousel Theatre. for their upcoming 2019-2020 season. The dates for the auditions are the 24th and 25th, and you can submit your headshot and resume to chris at axistheater.com. Deadline is the 14th of June. Equity members will be seen first, but at this time, Axis can only consider local or BC artists. Anyway, if you're out of province, your submission will not be considered. If you want to find out more about the Axis Theatre General Audition, go to www.axistheatre.com. Hey, Mark Carter's doing a show. Our good friend Mark Carter, who we've been pals with for a long time. He's a great actor, and he's also a great technician, but he's also a pretty solid director. And he's going to be producing and directing Silence, the musical, the unauthorized parody of Silence of the Lambs. And this is going to be at the BMO Goldcorp Theater in the Olympic Village in July of this year. And so if you want to get involved with that, the auditions are happening tomorrow at the BMO Theater. And you can contact Mark at his website, dsrproductions.com, or you can send him an email at mark@dsrproductions.com if you want to be involved with this production of the unauthorized Silence of the Lambs musical. Speaking of unauthorized, Fraser Valley Stage is doing a show that they're calling The Music of ABBA, only because due to contractual restrictions, they can't actually publish the name of the show at this time. It's going to be up in Abbotsford in February of next year. The auditions are happening now. They were earlier this week, and the final date for auditions is next week, June 5th. At the Robert Bateman School in Abbotsford. They're looking for singers, actors and dancers, and looking for 6 female, 6 male leads plus chorus. And if you're a dancer, having some jazz-based technique as well as acrobatic and hip-hop would be helpful. So you can find out more at FVS, which is for Fraser Valley Stage, MM. So that'll give you a hint of what the show is. 2020. So fvsmm2020@gmail.com. Remember to include your photo and resume. North Van Community Players are doing Hot Property by Fred Carmichael. That's going to be up in September at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. And the auditions are this weekend, Sunday and Tuesday, June 2nd and 4th at Hendry Hall. Val@valmason.com is the person to contact if you want to get involved with that. Direct Theatre Collective, it has a show called Hysteria at the Havana Theatre. That'll be going on in September, but the auditions are next week, June the 7th, at Direct Theatre Collective's headquarters in Richmond. They're looking for submissions for multidiscipline female-identifying performers, and that includes cis, trans, and genderqueer. To submit, send your resume, headshot, and if you play an instrument, let us know that as well. And you can send that all to hellodirecttheatre@gmail.com. Today is the deadline, so get your submissions in now for Hysteria. The Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular, a Vancouver Island tradition, is gearing up again for their Christmas Spectacular, and that's going to be happening from December 9th to the 22nd, 14 performances at all across up and down the island from Courtenay through Nanaimo and into Victoria. The rehearsals will be happening in Nanaimo, so be prepared for that. But the auditions are happening in Vancouver, June 7th and 8th at the Scotiabank Dance Studio at Granville and Davie. They're looking for some singers and some dancers as well. Send your resume and photo to razzledazzleproductions@gmail.com. Align Entertainment is doing Shrek the Musical at the Michael J. Fox Theater in early 2020. The auditions are next week, June 8th, 9th, and 12th at the Lindbergh Academy of the Performing Arts in Coquitlam. This is open to equity and non-equity performers alike, and they are committed to diversity and inclusivity in casting. They encourage submissions from all performers, regardless of age, gender, race, or orientation. That's Shrek the Musical. And if you want more information, info@alignentertainment.ca, and that line is spelled L-I-A-L-I-G-N. Deep Cove Stage Society is producing Bear Witness by James Reach, produced and directed by a good friend of the show, Mandana Namazi. That's happening in October at the Deep Cove Shaw Theatre. The auditions are next week, June 9th and 11th at the Deep Cove Shaw Theatre in Deep Cove. If you're not familiar with this play, it's about a young woman who takes her baby out for the stroll and witnesses a murder. What's more, she realizes the murderer is her sister-in-law's boyfriend. Dun, dun, dun. The play will be set in the late 50s, early 60s. The characters are somewhat prototypical from that era. So kind of a Mad Men kind of thing with a little bit of gangster violence included. If you want more information, you can get a hold of Mandana directly. Her email address is mandanan, M-A-N-D-A-N-A-N, at shaw.ca. Actually, I guess it's Mandana N, but you know what I'm saying. Vagabond Players in New Westminster, doing Tim Kelly's Terror by Gaslight, directed by another good friend of the show, Dale Kelly. That's happening in October at the Burning Leg Theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster. The auditions are next week, June 9th and 11th, at the Burning Leg Theater. And you can find out more by contacting the producer. His name is Jeremy Hainan, Jeremy.Hainan, H-E-Y-N-E-N, at vagabondplayers.ca. Or just go to the Vagabond Players website to get the details on that one. And the Langley Players are doing a play called Drop Dead, written by Billy Van Zandt and Billy Milmore. That's happening in November at the Langley Playhouse. And the auditions are next week as well at Langley Playhouse, June 9th and 10th. And you can go to the Langley Players website to find out the details on that stuff. In Tsawwassen, it's the Sidekick Players Club. They're doing Border Town Cafe, a story about the archetypical Canadian dilemma for young artists. Stay home in Canada with all its obvious flaws or go south to the land of opportunity. 17-year-old Jimmy is facing that question in Border Town Cafe. The production is happening in October at the Tsawwassen Arts Center. You can go there on June 15th and 17th for auditions. They're looking specifically for two females, late 30s to early 60s, and two males in their 50s, plus one actor, one male actor who is late teens, around 17 to 20. Sidekickplayers at outlook.com is the email address to send your photo and resume. Theatre West Van is doing Gaslight, a British thriller by Patrick Hamilton. And that was, of course, made into the famous movie with Ingrid Bergman in the 50s. That is happening in October and November at the K-Meek in West Vancouver. And the auditions are later in June, June 20th to 23rd, at the Silver Harbour Centre in North Van. British accents are preferred for that one. We've got opera. We've got Mariposa, Opera Mariposa, doing Gianni Schicchi. Schicchi? Schicchi? Schicchi, Schicchi. Sorry. Anyway, it's written by Giacomo Puccini. I can read that one right. It's performed in Italian with English subtitles and presented alongside a costume performance of operatic song and scene. So if you're into the opera, you can be involved in this one. The auditions are on June 22nd at the O'Brien Center for Vancouver Opera. The performance itself is scheduled for November at the St. Faith's Anglican Church, which is at 57th and Cypress. If you want to find out more, you can send your headshot and resume to operamariposa@gmail.com, and the deadline for that one is June 20th. Western Canada Theatre producing The Drowning Girls by Beth Graham, Charles Tomlinson, and Daniela Vlasic. And that's directed by James McDonald. That's happening in September at Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops. But they're looking for actors in Vancouver who want to go up and do it. The auditions for that one are on the 23rd. And they're looking specifically for three female actors playing Alice, Bessie, and Margaret, roughly 20 to 40 years of age for those three characters. And Western Canada, at the same time, is going to be holding auditions for The Sound of Music, the big musical that will be up in November and December in Kamloops. And those auditions are happening the next days on the 24th and 25th. You can send your photo and resume to one place for both shows. Just remember to include the name of the show you're auditioning for in the subject line, either Drowning Girls or The Sound of Music. And also make sure whether or not you're an Equity member or if you have any scheduling restrictions. Deadline for submission for both of these shows is June 10th at 5 p.m. And you send your submission to auditions@wctlive.ca. And once again, that's for Western Canada Theatre's productions of The Drowning Girls and The Sound of Music happening later this year in Kamloops. But of course, the auditions are in Vancouver. North Van Community Players doing The Business of Murder by Richard Harris. And that is happening at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver in October. The auditions for that are the 22nd and 24th at the theater at Hendry Hall. English accents are not necessary for this one, but they are preferred. And you can go to the North Van Community Players website. Or you can contact the director, and that is Arthur Mitchell McKay at gmail.com. And you can also contact Arthur for a PDF copy of the script. And one last one here. The auditions aren't until July, but we want you to know about it. First of all, because it's a Zoo production, so we'll always do creative material. But it's also kind of a very specialized audition call, so we want to make sure they get plenty of time to get the word out. The play is called Straight White Men by Young Jean Lee. It's directed by Faye Nass and Chelsea Haberlin. And it's going to be happening in early 2020. The rehearsals will start around the 12th of January, and the production runs until the 5th of February at the Gateway in Richmond. The auditions will be happening in July, and they are looking for highly collaborative artists who are intrigued by the idea of interrogating identity and putting straight white maleness under a microscope. The characters are called Person in Charge 1 and Person in Charge 2. These are transgender or non-binary performers of color, and Person in Charge 2 is specifically an Indigenous performer with, quote, both of them have an abundance of natural charm, according to the breakdown from the author. As I said, Person in Charge 1, Person in Charge 2. Person in Charge 2 is specifically an Indigenous actor, and it would be ideal if that person was from Musqueam. It's just the nature of the play itself. I just read a quick summary of the play. It's quite fascinating. And it is written with the idea of incorporating local Indigenous issues to whatever production is being put on. So if this is, sounds like it's something you'd be interested in, or someone you know would be perfect for this, they can contact Chelsea Haberlin. Her email address is info@itsazoo.org, and just go to itsazoo.org to find out more about that. And send a headshot and resume, and write a short paragraph about any past experience, and also why you think you'd be good, or why you're so interested in this project. Chelsea wants to hear from you. She wants to get the right people for this show. Anyway, it's called Straight White Men. It's happening in early 2020. The auditions are the 5th of July. Itsazoo.org for more information about that. And if you want to get details on these or any other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you've got a notice you'd like read on the air, you can share it with us here at the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email Dave Radio podcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive. That's at CITR.ca. And you can subscribe or leave a comment for us on iTunes. Stick around, because Audrey is hanging on to bring us to Dreamy, and she'll be followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2 and the amazing Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools,